Hey, you've been cooped up. You're looking for something to do this weekend. Little trip to Tecumseh. They are holding their 12th annual Ice Sculpture Festival. And joining us, Rhonda Nowak from the city of Tecumseh. How are you doing, Rhonda?
I'm great. How are you, Greg?
Good, good. Big weekend.
It is a big weekend. We are excited to offer something for people to come out and have some fun.
Boy, and they need it.
They do. We are all looking for something fun, and this should be it. So I hope we'll have some good turnouts, and people will enjoy Tecumseh and what we have to offer.
I know you have events both Saturday and Sunday, don't you?
We do. We have 38 sculptures this year, and during Saturday's events, the ice carvers will be here and doing demonstrations, and then later on in the afternoon, they're going to actually do a dueling carvers competition, and that's a from the crowd, they take suggestions on what they should carve, and then they'll do a competition and see who wins, and then those will also be on display this weekend, so that'll be fun for Saturday.
Yeah, and where's everything located? Right downtown?
Everything is right downtown Tecumseh, right on M50 in our main business district downtown. And people can walk around. All the shops will be open. The restaurants will be doing takeout. We do have some restaurants that have igloos, so people can call the restaurants and make reservations to use the igloos during the festival if they would like. So we're trying to make it a fun, safe event for everybody.
Yeah, one of the bigger winter events of the whole season.
It really is. It really is. And this year we've added life-size balloon sculptures to the mix, just for something new and different. So that'll add a lot of pop of color downtown, too. So that'll be fun for people to see.
And I think you mentioned all the businesses really participate, and that's really what it's all about.
It really is. And this year we've even added an area because we had some businesses outside of our downtown district that wanted to participate. So we've added an area at our edge of our downtown. It's across from Martin's Home Center, for those people that are familiar with downtown, that is a grassy area. And we're going to put a bunch of sculptures in there from these businesses that have come to us from outside of the downtown. So we really have pulled from different places this year, which is really exciting.
So growing event, and I imagine you're going to pull in a pretty good crowd.
I really am hoping that we will, and I will say that the businesses are requiring people to wear masks, and we do want people to be safe about it. But because we're outside, we can space out a lot more. And for the dueling carvers, we've closed off one of our streets so that the people can spread out around the carvers and see better. So we really are trying to do it safe, but yet give people a way to get out and enjoy some extra time outside and so just some fun, some happy time.
Yeah, nice family event, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The kids get a real charge out of seeing the sculptures, and we've got some really incredible sculptures coming this year. So I'm really excited to see what all they've come up with. It's going to be a great, great event.
So essentially, what is it, 10 to 5 both days?
It is 10 to 5 on Saturday and noon to 4 on Sunday.
Okay.
Yep. Lots of time to be down there. And the sculptures will remain up after the event because being in ice and this cold weather, they do tend to stay. Sometimes we've had them stay as long as 2 to 3 weeks after the event. So if for some reason somebody can't make it this weekend, you still can come downtown to come see after that and enjoy the ice sculptures because they will remain up until they've melted.
So what do you recommend for food?
Well, we have, like I say, several restaurants downtown. There are three in our immediate downtown that have the igloos, and then we have two on the outside edge of town that have igloos. So if people do want to dine in, they can eat at those spots.
Okay.
But all the restaurants will be offering takeout, so you can have anything from hot dogs to hamburgers to, you know, Mexican to gourmet burgers. There's a wide variety. Our British Tea Room will be open, so there's a large choice for people to choose from. Even the pizza places will be open, so people really have a lot of places to choose from.
There you go. Looking for some action, some fun for the family in Tecumseh this Saturday and Sunday. Thanks, Rhonda.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Have a good weekend. The ICE annual Ice Sculpture Festival, beautiful downtown Tecumseh, this Saturday, Sunday.